Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Violet Hour presents
Hollow, Episode 12, God. The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
Have you ever taken the slow train across the Silk Road?
No.
In one stretch, there are blue poppies as far as the eye can see. Endless. I wonder if he saw it. If he was as awestruck as I was.
Who?
The Great Khan. Their secret. So very few talk about it, was that they learned more about their enemies than their enemies knew about them.
Knowledge is power, and the lack of it is calamity.
Precisely. You've seen this in your own calling, have you not, Major? How many lives did it cost you?
I don't know.
When the Khan slaughtered millions, in the process he secured trade routes, and knowledge flowed between Asia and Europe. Civilization advanced centuries ahead. Were those lives worth it, Major?
I don't...
The plagues of the 21st century and the ravages on land and sea of the 22nd. They had knowledge. They had knowledge and plans, but they acted on neither. Billions dead. A veil of hubris and greed that blossomed in the soil at the dawn of our neo-feudal order. Were their lives worth it, Major?
I don't know.
Yes, you do, Major. We all do. We have all known for centuries. It's just that few have the courage and the will to act on it. I am not averse to taking a life, if it is necessary. But I despise the taking of life arbitrarily, without cause, without purpose. The waste of life offends me.
So what's next?
Your weapons have been confiscated, but you may keep your other effects. You are free to move around during the daylight hours, but at night you will reside in the wooden cage, an adherence to custom. But we will all be better off, I can assure you of that.
After all I've seen and done on this mission, the actions I've taken, I don't know what waits for me back home exactly. But I'd say I'm out of favor now. I'll probably be lumped alongside this man, alongside Kurtz, as having methods that are unsound.
Major, Major! Oh, thank God. There you are. I'm so sorry. Here. It's this place. He doesn't like it any more than you do, but he's tied to them, as they are tied to him. He likes you, though. I can tell. You are alive. That means he likes you.
I'm flattered.
You should be. He has plans for you. And you are going to help him. You can save him from himself.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on around here.
Would you look around? Am I going to do it? Is her going to do it? Bullshit. Here, eat this.
What is this?
It's good, I promise. You are going to help him. The movement needs it.
I don't understand. What movement?
You know the one. The one that provides hope to all those wretched and great unwashed out there.
The chorus.
He began it. He founded it from what he learned here in Tengoku. In this place. The ancient old stuff that is littered, hidden. But just like some guy that starts a small business that grows into something big, the thing outgrows them.
But that was centuries ago. I mean, how could he possibly still be alive, Donner?
That's a very good question. You should ask him. You should definitely ask him about that, Major. I was asked to take it to him. Please, follow me.
This will help restore you. Your wounds have healed well?
Yes, very well. Unusually well, in fact. I would very much like to know how.
In time, Major. In time. First, I have a question for you. Why are you here, Major?
I can't talk about that. It's under...
You are not disclosing anything I do not already know. Are you here to kill me?
I don't know. Whatever I'm here to do now bears little resemblance to when I started out my journey.
Then you are open to possibility. You have a question.
You have lived far longer than I had imagined. Longer than any human, I suspect. How have you done this?
This place has much knowledge to offer. It has been forgotten by the people here, but I have found their secrets and revived their practices. And spread the word. All the way back.
Does that include cannibalism?
A crude description. We believe that in the consumption of others, we can take on their spirit. We become custodians of it, and through this method, prolong life in its physical form.
You consume people to prolong your life. That's how you've done it?
You do not approve of my methods.
I don't see any method at all.
And what about the evils of your beloved corporations, the administrators, secretaries of death? They are responsible for the cries that drown out all other sounds, that drown out everything but the light, the brightness from our center of the galaxy. They empowered me once to do their duty. I tell you now, all this glory is all a racket. What do you think they do with this? How many have died, been murdered by your very hands in their service?
I am no murderer. I'm a soldier.
You are neither. You are an executor of immoral acts for a price to satisfy the needs of others. Lodovico's whore.
I know what you're trying to do here.
No, no, no. What's already been done?
Kurtz, Kurtz was as good as done. To look at him was to look at a dying man, a desiccated husk, like straw, and he knew it. And for a moment, it seemed to me as if I was also buried in a vast grave full of horrors and unspeakable secrets. I felt an oppressive weight on my chest and the ringing in my... But it is not as loud as before. Still, the smell of the damp soil, the stench of corruption and darkness was on me too, on the whole galaxy.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
I'm lost, just lost in the patterns. What is it exactly?
You are a woman with many questions.
It's a good observation, a good response. Not much an answer, though.
We don't know what it is. We didn't know it existed until he came along. It was dismissed as a myth until we all saw it with our own eyes.
Back on my planet, one of our first civilizations was lost in the same way. Centuries later, people asked, what gods built such things? For you, I imagine it tastes like ashes.
He said much the same thing. It's no wonder he likes you.
Not many around here like me. I feel their stares pressing against my back.
It's not you.
They're quite indifferent to you.
They don't want you to take him from them.
Wow. They really adore him, don't they?
We have no choice.
We are a fallen people.
A faded past.
We have the stories, but it is lost to us. We need him for protection.
Do you really, though? He doesn't seem any greater than anyone here.
True, but he knows your kind. So long as resources keep flowing, eyes do not look in our direction. He understands the evil that is out there.
And how to keep it from coming here.
The patterns are beautiful.
Perhaps one day we can learn to understand them.
I like a story that will take me to extremes, and nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Did you know that all cultures from Earth's past shared a common understanding for the fundamental nature of the universe?
Is that so?
You are familiar with the five elements from ancient culture?
Yes. Earth, air, fire, water. I don't remember the last one.
The last is more elusive, difficult to understand. In Indian culture, it is called Akasha. The Greek Aristotle called it ether. Some refer to it as essence, void, spirit, the soul.
That's all fascinating, but I don't see...
Solid, liquid, gas, plasma, earth, water, wind, fire.
So about spirit, it kind of fell on that one.
What is spirit but the essence of a person? The information that is the glue binding the sum of all other parts. It is the nature of man, the nature of all things in the universe. Our ancestors knew this. So did those who dwelled here. The knowledge was lost. But I have rediscovered it and breathed life into its remains.
You founded the principles of the Chorus beliefs. How old are you, Colonel?
I have lived... for centuries.
How is that possible?
Their technology exploits the fundamental nature of all things in the universe. How are your ears, Amelia?
My God, I didn't even notice. The ringing, it's gone. And the wound before healed.
There is a cost. In order for one to heal or have their life extended, another must be consumed.
That's why no one ever came back from here, isn't it?
No one that could compromise what we have. But I would send some back.
Oh, to spread your good gospel and the fear of God?
Fear is the weapon that has shielded these people.
Only for so long. The corporations will eventually come.
Then I will exterminate all the brutes. I have provided the people here an illusion that their ancestors transcended rather than tore this civilization apart. You know what happens when your masters take hold of this? It will be the commodification of life itself. It's why this must remain hidden.
You can't hide it forever.
Darkness envelops the universe. 70% of all stars are red dwarfs. Do you know that you cannot see a single red dwarf from Earth with the naked eye?
And you get to play God here in your own realm at the expense of these people.
The morality of consuming others is merely a matter of perspective. It is only one state of being and of matter. We needed to ease people into the possibility.
He's out of his fucking mind.
Come on, Major. He's just a man of his times.
Which times? He's half a millennium. Half a millennium old. That even sounds insane.
His mind. I mean, you see it, right? The everyday things. Is anything he's saying about all this shit wrong? Bullshit, man. His mind is clear. But his soul, with everything going on, everything at stake, I mean, my God, the survival of our entire race, alone, out of here. He looked into his soul, and what he saw drove him mad. It's a logical insanity.
Listen, you've got to get me out of here. Is there any way off of this planet?
Yes. Yes, Yes!
Calm down.
Okay. He's talked to you about the five elements, right?
For fuck's sakes, not this again.
Hang on. That fifth one? Ether. It's what people think was dark matter, but it's information. It's the mass of information. I went back home to confirm it. People have been testing this for centuries, but it always just slipped away. Just fizzled under bureaucracy and bullshit. The ancients were right, man. They were fucking right.
How did they know?
God knows, I don't know. But what I can tell you, though, is that using this knowledge, using this power, he can reach distances and worlds beyond our imagination.
There's a ship.
You're a bright one, Major. God bless. Yeah, there's a ship. It's not big. But yeah, he built one. That's how I went back home. Before the last trip. 4 days. 4 fucking days, Major.
What's your angle?
I'm not really...
What do you want, Donner?
He's dying. Kurtz is dying. And he knows it. And when he's gone, this whole thing just comes apart. There's no one else. So he hangs on.
Why don't you do it then?
Come on, man. Do you think they'll believe me? Do you think they'll follow me? Look at me. I'm the poster boy for distrust. The grinning white devil. No way. No fucking way. But you... You, they will respect you. Even her, she respects you.
And what do you get out of it?
I just want to live a little longer. All you have to do is complete your mission. Liquidate the Colonel's command.
Get me out of here.
Okay. Just sit tight a little bit. A little bit longer. I'll sort this out.
God, what the fuck are they doing? Oh, shit.
No, listen. No, there is... No, look, no, you can't do this. I've known y'all since you were little ones. Please, come on. No! Oh, God, no! No!
Donner? What the fuck are you doing to him? Stop! No, please! This isn't happening! This can't be real!
The others have consumed the rest. This head is your right as the chosen. The old man is weak. It is time.
Coward.
I am as much a slave to them as they are to me. Are you a good person, Amelia?
Yes, I am.
How do you know?
Because my love of good is greater than my lust for evil.
I am tired. Do better than I.
Set coordinates.
Coordinates confirmed.
Take me to the home system.
Navigating course to home system. Route located. Primary bipolar target locked. Warp drive engaging.
I did it. I completed the mission. That look, though. That horrible look. I've never seen something so awful and hope to never see it again. I was fascinated, though. It was as though a veil had been torn away. I saw on that ivory face the expression of somber pride, of ruthless power, of craven terror, of an intense and hopeless despair. Did he live his life again? I don't know. Every desire, every temptation that combined to corrupt his work. Did he live his life, or did he face the inevitability that all of his efforts, all of his work was ultimately fleeting? He was, as we all are at the end, matter. Just flesh, crying out in no more than a breath.
The horror. The horror.
You've been listening to Hollow, a production of Violet Hour Media, directed and produced by Maria Corso, written by Michael Ryan Asip and Peter Weinsutsky. Music composition by Umberto. Executive producer, Cassie Josefov. Sound design, sound mix, and master by Jan Piesecki. Edited by Simon Machin. Produced by Peter Weinsutsky. Shiva Nagar is the voice of Amelia, and Doug Bradley is Colonel Kurtz. Rich Green is Donner. Andrea Garcia is Private Keen, Hannah. Emmanuel Menjavar is Carlos. Nathan Coonan is Isaac. Joey Fontana is Kendra. And Ian Dick is Clark. Additional voices by Christina Welch.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet. As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.